Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend in the first couple minutes or so of the week. I'm going to call it that. How's that? Anyway, what a crazy couple of days it's been. Again, coming off of a holiday weekend and, you know, looking at some of the things that have happened weather-wise. Oh, my gosh. There have been... I've just gotten numerous emails from people who have been stuck, sadly, in situations where we're dealing with floods again. I know in Atlantic City, my friends there, a stone's throw from where I grew up, they were dealing with some pretty, pretty tough weather. I mean, how often do we start ATN and we end up talking about, you know, something having to do with Mother Nature? And really the beginning of this week, and I think heading through the holiday weekend, which is why I brought up the 4th of July, and I know right before the 4th of July, a couple of weeks into it, how often did we talk about on this show the flap over the flag, meaning the Confederate flag, and how many states now are banning the use of the Confederate flag, and what's happening besides that in South Carolina, I think, is what really, really kicked things off and became such a fueled and heated debate over the use of the Confederate flag, sadly, because of what had happened in Charleston. And, you know, since then, we've seen NASCAR take a really hard stance against the Confederate flag. And as I mentioned, we also have watched while many states wrestle, not even really wrestle, was just completely say goodbye to the Confederate flag. If it's a symbol somewhere having to do with something in their state. And it's interesting, the social change, because of really what happened in Charleston at the church, which has suddenly led to, again, the way the Confederate flag is looked at in South Carolina. One of the main things they want to see happen there is not just at the state house, but there are so many people that are also looking for an even bigger symbol to be completely vanished from that state. So Confederate flags and merchandise with a flag's image also pulled from federal sites. And, you know, there's the National Park Service cemeteries. They're going to get a vote on Thursday about restricting the display of Confederate flags too as well. And this amendment that they're talking about in Washington has to do with that as well, and relates to the Interior Department and talking about displaying Confederate flags and gift shops at National Park Services not selling any of the merchandise that shows the flag's image. Because of, again, the reaction that we've seen about the Confederate flag. We even had Nita Lowey, who is the one of the top Dems on the House Appropriations Committee, blast the Republican move on Wednesday night and pushing members to oppose it because, again, this is the Republicans and the Democrats going head to head over the flags. You know, in the South Carolina House, they're scheduled to vote on legislation to remove the Confederate flag from the state house grounds. In Columbia, South Carolina, the state Senate approved a bill to take the flag down on Tuesday. Congressman Jared Huffman, a Democrat from California, sponsored amendments and praised both people from or lots of people from both parties in several states across the U.S. who are moving to remove the flag from government property. So the question becomes, and you can flip me an email on this at americatonight.net, or jump on the digits right now, 855-266-5283, as to what do you think about the move of this Confederate flag amendment to get rid of it from any of our park services, you know, any place, again, any of the parks in the United States, to completely ditch the Confederate flag and, you know, not look back, not blink an eye, bat an eyelash, I guess is the right way to say it, and just completely demolish it, just completely get rid of it. It's no longer become just a state's thing. Now it's become even bigger than that. It's become a national issue, I think. You know, one of the things heading back from the holiday in the last few days, I've noticed there's been a lot of conversation about fireworks and the dangers of fireworks and what's happened to some people in fireworks accidents. And I think to myself, well, how's that happening? Is it personal fireworks, or you know, what's going on with fireworks? Because of course they're sold roadside in some states, not where there's droughts. But New York Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul had his right index finger removed because of injuries he got during a 4th of July fireworks deal. Apparently, there was someplace where they were setting off fireworks on Saturday night, and you would think, I mean, they're saying he's going to file a lawsuit against the hospital in Miami for leaking his medical chart out and that kind of information out. But I mean, this guy's an amazing pass rusher who was given the franchise tag from the Giants earlier this offseason, but now what happens? Could his offer be retracted? How will his effectiveness, will that be affected? And, you know, it's strange because, I mean, this guy's an incredible sack machine, incredibly talented. Well, so will this weird Independence Day mishap cost him his, you know, will it cost him his career? I don't think so. But what about his performance? And now, because of this crazy blunder, he's going to have to overcome that. And again, how strange is that? It was a weird consequence of a freaky 4th of July fireworks deal. Not a lot of details on how specifically it happened, just that it did happen and that his index finger had to be amputated. So, you know, for somebody who plays football, if you're talking about losing a digit, I would say that would have to be pretty significant. And I think it shows, again, what can happen around fireworks when somebody around you isn't careful or you're not careful or just some freaky, weird thing happens, like it's happened, obviously, to him, right? So of all the things I heard, and maybe it's because he's famous and maybe it's because he's in the NFL, that probably was one of the stranger things I think I heard this past 4th of July. Kate Delady, America Tonight. Remember, you can flip me an email at americatonight.net or dial these digits 855-266-6283. Each on the flip side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We have a full mailbag, so without further ado, let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. Hi, Kate. I haven't actually sent you an email in a week. Are you shocked? I went away on vacation. But trust me, I've been paying attention to what's going on. I can't help myself. Now and then I take a peek, and I am just shocked by some of what's happened and the nonsense that we're swallowing when it comes to the NSA and this Freedom Act. How much information do you think is actually going to be tossed back in? In other words, all the phone records that have been collected, it sounds like they're saying, oh, it has to be a process, and this process is going to take some time. Yeah. I think it's just a way to push us off of the trail, the scent, if you will, of the things that we're being pawed over in our information that shouldn't have happened. What do you think? Oh, of course. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, it's odd because, and I say it too, I'm sure I've said it in my lifetime. I remember hearing it as a kid. Well, they know what we're doing anyway. But that's such a throwaway line. They know what we're doing. I mean, we're people. We should be able to have a sense of privacy and not have our civil liberties smashed. And you know, every day it's a grab to hold on to the rights that we have as Americans. That's the whole idea of the United States, right? This is why the United States was founded on certain principles, because of things that were happening way back when. Hello, King George. And remember the Redcoats, spying, taking, grabbing, doing whatever they felt like doing. And I know the comparison is odd in one sense, but it's not that odd. It's putting trust in the government, putting trust in the machine, and then just turning your back and saying, I'm sure it's I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure that that's not going to happen again. And the answer is it is. If you do not hold their feet to the fire. The good thing about what's happened to Freedom Act and then the trail to Ed Snowden is he forced the issue. He, no matter what you think about him, he did force the issue because he was out there and he was the one who had the 70,000 documents. So, yeah, I mean, we can't do that. We can't just trust that it's going to be okay. We got to pay attention to what's happening around us, because the more we shake the tree, the more we find out what's happening, because somebody gets brave and there's whistleblowers and there's people that do the things that have to be done in order for us to know what's really going on in our own backyard. Long answer to the question. John, listening to us in the great state of Florida. Hi, Kate. You've had some wicked weather in Texas and Oklahoma. I know you talked about it a little bit on the air, but just how bad was it? Oh, I mean, the pictures you saw, multiply it. 22 people in Texas lost their lives, and people in Oklahoma. The water all of a sudden would rush over houses. People were on vacation in areas that were beautiful. They didn't know well. Young family, all of them wiped out. People were missing. It was terrible. Because the rain didn't let up. So here you have this drought, and in one sense, okay, now great, the lakes are filling up, but too much. You had so much overflow in some areas, and that's what happened. You had cattle that got trapped. You had people, more importantly, that got trapped. And 35 trillion gallons of water on the state of Texas in the month of May is a pretty shocking statistic to throw out. Just, you know, how can you measure 35 trillion? What do they say? You could cover the state 8 times over in water. Unreal. Here's one from Butch. Kate, I haven't ever sent you an email, but I was hearing what you were saying about the California Senate the other day and the fact that they're letting illegals get Obamacare insurance. I think you nailed it with these state exchanges that are getting clobbered, especially in Texas, because if they don't, or in California, if they don't have enough people in the health exchange, then everybody suffers in the exchange itself. It's not working out the way that the administration thought it would work out. Well, what the Californians are saying is that it would make the state be able to offer, be the first one to offer some coverage, right? And it wouldn't be a subsidy, so they wouldn't get a subsidy to buy it, but they could, if they qualified, they could get some assistance based on whatever their income was. And that Senate voted pretty overwhelmingly in favor of it. You know, it was signed by the governor, you know, just like that. They say it was just a way to transform the path to achieving health for everyone in the state because they have so many illegals, and it would allow hundreds of families with a mix of some citizens and some undocumented folks to sign up for the exchange together as a family. So I think that's, again, partially that you have 18 years or younger in California with out legal status signing up for the state's health care program for low-income people, and this helps the system overall, and I think that's why they looked at it, you know, more than anything. Plus, they have so much of the population. 2.6 million people are illegal, they estimate, in California. That is huge. That's a huge number. And I think that's part of the reason why. That's the whole thing for offering some kind of services for people who can't normally, you know, get it. All right, how about this one from Wendy? Kate, Hillary Clinton and all of those emails, I don't understand. How could she possibly have been allowed to just have her own server, her own email address, and not a State Department address? Nobody noticed that? Didn't you say the other night that the person who was in charge of collecting all of the emails said, oh my gosh, she could be in violation of the law? That's ridiculous. Nobody said, whoa, you can't do that. Doesn't anyone ever check on anyone else's status? I think you answered your own question. No, nobody's paying attention to the email address. But it is weird because if you know that this is a rule, so you're anyone that operates around her and you all have these different email addresses, well, yeah, you would think someone would say, Mrs. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, the problem is if we continue to go down the... No. So what does that mean? The people around her were puppets? People around her weren't aware? Either way, that I don't know. I don't think it's good. How about this one? This one is from Joseph, who says, America Tonight, hello. Hello to everybody listening to the show. So now we have this Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. And I don't know if you saw it or not, Kate, but she was asked to make a comment about the situation with FIFA. I'm a huge soccer fan, and she had no comment on what was happening and what the U.S. was uncovering. Sepp Blatter, who, in my opinion, is as dirty as they come, bailed because he knew that they were going to find out what kind of money he was taking. Well, you know, it is odd. You know something's going on if... He wants to be reelected, makes a big deal about it, is there five times, and he's one of the people being investigated by U.S. prosecutors and the FBI. He hasn't been charged with anything, but why would he hurry up and step down as the president the way he did? So, yeah, you're right. She was asked at a press conference on whether or not, boy, you must have been on top of this early, but she was asked at a press conference on whether or not part of that investigation included him. And she didn't say. She said we're not able to comment on the individuals under investigation, that it's an ongoing process and an open case, so they have to wait until it comes out in court. And I'll tell you, what's interesting is there any kind of payments with the World Cups that are coming up? You know, Russia is supposed to have the World Cup in 2018. Qatar is supposed to have it in 2022. What happens if they find out that there's money that's massive money that's been exchanged for picking those places? Wouldn't you think they would have to, I don't know, could they dump that out? I mean, if those places are getting ready for it. I think that's what they're going to find, that they're going to find there was bribery there. Hey, give us this amount of money, and instead of XYZ city, we'll swing it in your direction. Then you think about all the people that put together proposals and are crossing their fingers and hoping that they're going to get chosen as the city, as the country that hosts the World Cup. And, of course, they had no chance unless they were shelling out some money, if all of that is proven. That's the thing to follow. I think the thing to follow is the World Cup. All right, thanks so much for all of your emails. Remember, you too can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Separate your truth from your dreams. Step to my team, we'll separate you by the seams. As if a lot of y'all didn't know that you wasn't that dope. It's the whack one.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
President was briefed by his Homeland Security Advisor Lisa Monaco and the White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough about the technical issues that are currently being experienced by the New York Stock Exchange. Ms. Monaco told the President that at this point there is no indication that malicious actors are involved in these technology issues. She informed the President that New York Stock Exchange officials had been in close touch with the Department of Homeland Security, with the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as the Treasury Department. The officials at the Stock Exchange are working feverishly, as you'd expect, to try to resolve the situation. For an update on their efforts, I'd encourage you to contact them. The President told Ms. Monaco and Mr. McDonough that he wanted to continue to be updated on the situation over the course of the day. But at this point, there is no indication that malicious actors were involved in these technology issues. So with that, Darlene, we can talk about this some more or take other questions you may have today.
Even though you say that there's no indication that malicious actors are involved, is that something federal authorities are still kind of being on guard for as you continue to look into what happened?
Well, obviously the administration is keenly aware of the risk that exists in cyberspace right now. There are a number of steps that this administration has taken to improve communication between the private sector and the federal government when it comes to safeguarding cyberspace. I would point out that the Stock Exchange is actually an example of a private sector entity that has a strong relationship with the federal government. And one of the most important pieces, one of the most important elements of our strategy for safeguarding the nation's computer networks from cyber threats is effective communication and sharing of information between private sector officials and the federal government, particularly those elements of the federal government that are responsible for responding to cyber threats. The New York Stock Exchange does have an effective information sharing relationship with the federal government, and I think the information that I shared with you is an indication of how valuable that kind of information sharing can be.
All right, so you heard that gobbledygook from the mouthpiece at the White House. The White House on the glitch that took out Trump 2 hours. So there's all this speculation as to what set off that cyber glitch. Happened during the day. United Airlines, their system was completely knocked out. People of travelers were stranded, so it was odd. Both things happened. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security secretary trying to calm all the fears, saying, this was his quote, "It appears from what we know at this stage that the malfunctions at the United areas and at the Stock Exchange were not the result of any," I love this word, "nefarious actor." No nefarious actor. Yeah, it makes you a little... A terrorist could get to us, right? Shut down the systems. Cyber attack would be the way to go. So stocks were already down when the glitch happened because everybody was worried, you know, negative news about China trying to stop a drop in its own market. And then the skittish talk. So U.S. stocks closed with big losses, no surprise, on the 261 points, the S&P 34 points, NASDAQ 87 points. You know what? It's like standing at the craps table, isn't it? And this just makes people a little bit more nervous. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as always, happy to be the skipper of this ship. If you want to weigh in, especially on this Confederate flag stuff, 855-266-KATE, please do, as I am getting a lot of you. Confederate flag. I have been really for the past 3 weeks. The House moved to ban the Confederate flag in federal cemeteries. South Carolina is pushing to remove the flag, and they're scrambling because of some strange amendments that they're pulling and pushing on. A PGA tournament is also there because that's more over immigration than anything else, more than the Confederate into the immigration question and what will lead into what we're talking to the 16 as to who's going to be the next president. So a lot of things are jumping, that's for sure. And that's usually what happens this time of year. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas, who I'm sure is going to want to weigh in. Dan.
Kate. Kate?
What's up? How are you?
I'm fat.
I'm here.
I'm fat, but that's what you get for eating too much.
I know. That's what, you know what? From the table. It's easy to do, huh?
Yes, it is. You can put it in, but you can't take it off. Very easy.
I know. Mine, that's brittle. It's easy.
I warned you about the stock market. I told
What's
you.
What's up?
I said, I warned you about this stock market. I told you I was going to do this. And I China didn't catch me flat-footed. I knew that was going to happen, too, because the government's been encouraging all this mom-and-pop people to buy the stock market, to buy. And they had a free money policy where they were just kicking out money, you know, to help boost it. And built a bubble and it broke. And you're going to see all kinds of ramifications. Plus, we've got the Greek situation. It's really going to be just a bizarre thing after tomorrow.
I agree.
I'm having trouble with getting my point across to you.
This is what...
It's breaking up. The quality of our conversation keeps breaking up. So I'll just take
I don't know
head.
What that is. About the situation in Greece turns the stock market upside down anyway. Such a long time, and now here we go again. They're not accepting. They're not going to accept the road that they're in. They're or in their own way. Part of, you know, part of obviously the huge problem. Anyway, as we continue to roll down that, a couple of things, and especially the crazy New York Stock Exchange that abound, and then finally the New York Stock Exchange reopening after trading stopped. Because of, you know, again, because of what they're saying was not some kind of a cyber attack, but not a whole lot of explanation was given. So, of course, there's to say, what is happening? And you're going to look at Homeland Security. Same thing. And tries to you know, allay the fears, saying that, yeah, there was malfunction. And it wasn't anything to do with anybody trying to jump on the systems, but having the New York Stock Exchange stop and the shares continuing to trade on other strange thing. The world's largest stock exchange is owned by Intercontinental Exchange, and is. And there have been technical difficulties in the past, but Wednesday's issue was very much out of the ordinary. It was. So immediately things are tweeted out and released that it's not a cyber breach, trying to really shut that down immediately. The Wall Street Journal's homepage had a 504 through other sections on the paper's website, other sections on the paper's website were functioning, but the homepage restored after the outage. But the Wall Street Journal, they think, was connected to people flooding their website in response to the New York Stock Exchange trying to find out what was going on. So then the FBI director gets involved, tells the Senate Intelligence Committee, hey, in my business, we don't love coincidences, but it does appear that there is not a cyber intrusion involved. It seems like, you know, there's that thing about everybody trying to put out the fire, scrambling as much as they can. I already talked about that stocks were down, already off the mark because of the talks between Greece and the creditors and the fact that they've stalled out, and China trying to stop a drop in their own market, so there was skittishness there. So, I mean, there you go. So it doesn't appear to be that it's something that was deliberately set, but that sets in motion the idea of that, right? It sets that in motion without a doubt. You know, it just goes to show you. Is it the robot computers? See a trend going on here, somebody said to me. I mean, what is a glitch? Cyber warfare. You know, we knew this was kind of the next frontier. So, of course, that's exactly why we looked at that. It's exactly why we did that. All right, stay with us. More coming your way next here on ATN.
are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
It runs rampant, I think, in Long Island. As we hit the home stretch here of this hour of America Tonight, how about the piano man, Billy Joel, giving it a fourth try? Boy, this guy tries and tries. He marries beautiful women. Billy Joel married again. Normally we don't cover celebrity stuff. I mean, who cares? But I got to say, I do like his music, right? So at 66... he decided he was going to get remarried to 34-year-old Alexis Roderick. And they were married. Nobody was hurt. Not like that NFL football player we were talking about. On a 4th of July party at his Long Island estate. So Governor Andrew Cuomo was there because he's a big-time friend of Joel's. Even Christie Brinkley did some kind of an online wish for him in this marriage. And so it's the fourth time for Billy Joel. He's not the only one who decided to tie the knot over the holiday weekend. The beautiful, and I don't even know how old she is now, but she still looks stunning. I just saw a picture of her. Vanessa Williams. Remember Vanessa Williams? She was used to be at the heart of the big controversy over some provocative photos that were taken of her by, I think, a predator photographer when she had no clue what was going on. But anyway, she was dethroned from as being Miss America. She got married for the third time, And in the meantime, all these weddings were taking place. How about this craziness, since we're on it? A couple of different things. Tom Selleck is in trouble now because he's being accused of stealing water. And, you know, it's so bleak in California. I mean, the earth is cracked. It was already cracked anyway. But it's even that much worse because there's a 25% mandatory water usage reduction for people and businesses in Cali. We're in the fourth year of a severe drought there. And the snowpack is at terrible record lows. So what is one to do when you're a former Magnum PI? They're saying he's taking water from a Ventura County, California Water District fire hydrant for use on his ranch. Somebody filed a complaint against him and his wife saying that they stole water in Thousand Oaks about a dozen times. The ranch is in a different water district. And specifically they're saying they were taking water from this fire hydrant. Now, there's a private investigator that has been hired to look into it, and they're asking for about $22,000. Selleck's ranch is 60 acres. It includes, and you can imagine, an avocado farm. You cannot grow avocados without water. Without water. So what's a little stealing here and there? And, you know, there's an app that people in California are using, and it's shaming people who are doing things to rip off water. So they're outing people on these apps. So anybody who's got green lawns, they're being pointed out, like Kim Kardashian, Barbara Streisand. And now, because of this historic low of water and the rationing and all that other stuff, Tom Selleck is getting busted. Oh, Tom Selleck, say it ain't so. You're not ripping off water to feed your avocados. I know there's a joke in there somewhere. And speaking of a joke, as we are doing this kind of odds and end segment here, because it is, after all, the end of this hour, this is the crazy thing. The Dallas Mavericks signed one of the top free agents, not the number one, but one of the top free agents out there floating around in the NBA sphere. And DeAndre Jordan decided that he, you know, was all, okay, I'm signing with the Mavericks. Then all of a sudden, the former Clipper center, who agreed to a deal right before the holiday, it was a weird 4th of July weekend, decided, yes, I'm going to the Dallas Mavericks. But then, apparently, he's being seduced enough by the Clippers that he's reneging on the deal. And after he turned down a deal from the Clippers, he's saying, not so fast. Not so fast. Maybe I am, after all, going to stay with the Clippers. I mean, they were offering him $30 million more. $30 million more to stay in L.A. So, you know, it's not just, they say women are fickle. You guys say women are fickle and we change our minds. Sometimes it's the guys. I mean, $30 million is a lot of do-re-mi. And perhaps a few people called him and he hadn't signed on the dotted line. So, hey, all is fair in love and war. And the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, who is a celebrity in his own right, I suppose, because of Shark Tank and people knowing who he is, I think that would be a little bit embarrassing for him after all the bragging about how great it was to land him and what a difference maker and how he's like Shaquille O'Neal and all these other things. Wow, what a turnaround. I guess there's a lesson in that. Make sure the ink is dry before you think that you've bagged the big one. make sure the ink is dry. Wow. And then there was this crazy story, and I know it's a weird twist and turn to make, but Jared from the Subway commercials, who lost all that weight by eating Subway sandwiches, who made a fortune with Subway, I mean, he's really been like their mini spokesperson flat out since 2000. That's great job security, isn't it? He was doing like 200 appearances a year, all those commercials, making gobs of money. I'm sure he had Subway for life. Now he goes from being the inspiration and the face of Subway to being under suspicion, perhaps, for child pornography. Now, to be careful here, Subway cut ties with him. So he's no longer their spokesperson. The FBI went in. They took all the hardware out of his house, you know, meaning the computers, the hard drives, the whole thing. He went left the house with his attorney. What's happened is a person who was running his foundation was found to have all these child kiddie porn pictures. So some way that has turned to him. There was a pornography, child pornography scandal in May that netted, you know, pretty much netted the authorities, the executive director of Jared Fogle's, it's called Fogle's Jared Foundation, and it combats childhood obesity. So can you imagine neighbors seeing this? Because this guy would be, you know everybody's saying, oh, that's where Jared lives. That's where he is. He's my neighbor. And now the neighbors were out talking to the media. Because you had, and he lives in Indiana, you had Indiana's Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force raiding his house where he lives with his wife and two kids. They took computers, media storage devices, DVDs, documents. They entered the house with a dog that could sniff out micro SD cards that are used to store photos and videos. So they're not just going to his house because, oh, the guy running his foundation, what do they think, he's got the stash? Very odd. So immediately Subway announced on Wednesday that the company mutually agreed to suspend their relationship because of this investigation. And very strange. I mean, brands rely on trust and reputation and all that kind of thing, so we get it. There are no charges, though. No charges. And the court of public opinion, meaning you and me, we don't really have a verdict, right? Because we don't know. I mean, why would they be taking all this stuff out? But I don't want to convict someone before we know. However, it's not good for him because the head of his foundation was nailed for this. I mean, this is a 37-year-old that became the front man for a restaurant chain that has how many locations? 44,000 locations in 110 countries. We'll see. Question mark to be continued. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight. Remember, you can always flip me an email, as I'm fond of saying, americatonight.net.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.